It's a small sampling of voters, but the result was an overwhelming 99% show of Southern Sudan's desire for independence. Of 7,198 votes cast by Southern Sudanese at three polling centers in Ethiopia, 7,137 were for secession from the North, 26 were for unity, and another 36 were either invalid or unmarked. Southern Sudan Referendum Commission chief in Ethiopia, Opiu Obang Kwat, announced the tally. He says a similar result is expected when the overall figures are released next month.
The announcement, it is only for Ethiopia, but the rest of the announcement, it will be on February 9th. So this will be announced for all the Sudan. So at that time, it is the day everyone will know that, the result is for succession or for unity.
Though the outcome was a foregone conclusion among voters comprising mostly Southern Sudanese refugees, Kwat says the strong turnout and the nearly unanimous result is nevertheless heartening.
It showed that, the people of Southern Sudan is now at this time, they will be on our side and suffering a lot, and their children and mother are died because of this civil war. So that is why they decide, for Southern Sudan to get independence. So that is the reason why you get the big attendance today, for people to come and vote for secession.
The votes were counted by the International Office of Migration, which oversaw the balloting in Addis Ababa and in two rural areas in Ethiopia with large Southern Sudanese refugee populations. The ballots will be forwarded to South Sudan's capital, Juba, for inclusion in the overall totals. The referendum was one of the final components of the 2005 Comprehensive Peace Agreement that ended decades of civil war in Sudan. A number of difficult post-referendum issues still remain to be solved, but if all goes according to the CPA outline, Southern Sudan is on track to become Africa's newest country in early July. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.